Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
Some of Tupac Shakur's family members walked out of the Clark County courtroom before the autopsy photos appeared on screen. One woman left the moment prosecutors displayed the images. His cousin, Ziad, stayed in his seat. Ziad watched photographs of a body that had been dead for 6 days when they were taken. Bloated from internal bleeding, chest tube still protruding from surgery, scars where doctors removed the collapsed lung, tattoos he recognized from 3 decades ago. Afterward, he told the reporters he felt very angry and very sad. Then he said something the jury did not hear. We've been waiting 30 years to grieve properly. Day two. The Duane Keefe D. Davis murder trial for the murder of Tupac Shakur was evidence day in the Las Vegas courtroom. The prosecution called 6 witnesses to put the physical record of Tupac Shakur's death in front of a jury. The first time since 1996, none of the 6 were present at the shooting. The jury saw what survived 30 years. What did not survive cannot be brought back. Crime scene analyst Thomas Kern testified first. He started at the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department around the time Shakur was killed and attended the original autopsy in September of 96. His job was to verify the chain of custody for evidence collected 3 decades earlier. Kern helped present the original autopsy photographs to the jury on Tuesday. The photographs were taken with a Polaroid camera, the standard equipment in a Las Vegas crime lab at that time. Dr. Lisa Gavin followed him to the stand. She's the current Clark County medical examiner and did not perform the original autopsy. The examiner who did has since died. Gavin reviewed the Polaroid photographs and described 3 bullet wounds. 1 round traversed Shakur's chest and collapsed a lung. Doctors removed that lung during emergency surgery at University Medical Center. Additional rounds damaged his intestines and other internal organs. He survived 6 days in the hospital before dying at 25 years old. Cause of death, gunshot wounds to chest and abdomen. Manner of death, homicide. The photograph showed his body on the autopsy table, bloated from 6 days of hospitalization and internal hemorrhaging. Multiple chest wounds were visible alongside the chest tubes from the surgical fight to keep him alive. The images were excluded from the courtroom video feed, but displayed on screens the jury and gallery could see. Jury studied the photos without visible reaction. The jury submitted 2 written questions to Gavin. The first asked whether there were head wounds, and Gavin testified there were none. The second asked whether all bullets were at the same caliber. She could not confirm that from the records available to her. Prosecutors then turned to the MGM Grand and the fight they say triggered the retaliation killing. Michael Ingram is an MGM investigator hired in 2010, 14 years after the incident. His job on Tuesday was to authenticate casino surveillance footage from September 7th of 96, the night of the Mike Tyson heavyweight fight at the MGM Grand Garden Arena. The Tyson bout ended in a first-round knockout that lasted 90 seconds. 15,000 fans flooded from the arena into the casino right after they got there, basically, because it ended so quick. The footage was recorded on VHS tape. Ingram testified that the MGM regularly reused its VHS tapes, recording over old footage as routine practice. What the jury watched on Tuesday survived because nobody bothered to erase it. The surveillance showed Shakur and several Death Row Records associates spotting Davis's nephew Orlando Anderson in the casino lobby after the Tyson bout. They attacked him. The beating was captured on multiple casino cameras and lasted roughly a minute. You've probably seen it in the last 30 years if you've been following this case. Anderson was on the ground while several men kicked and punched him. Casino security eventually separated the group. Tupac and his entourage left the casino and drove to a Flamingo Road intersection. Flamingo and Colvault, 2.5 hours later. Shakur was riding a BMW 750IL driven by Death Row Records CEO Marion Suge Knight. Shakur was then shot 4 times from a white Cadillac that pulled alongside him. He died 6 days later in a hospital bed. Knight was hit by shrapnel, but he survived. On cross-examination, defense attorneys asked Ingram about the original security report from Fight Night. Ingram confirmed he could not locate the author of the report. He did not recognize the name. 30 years had passed, and the person who documented the casino incident has not been found. Former Sergeant Kenneth Rios testified about what happened between the beating and the shooting. He was working uniform patrol at the MGM that night. After the fight in the lobby, Rios made contact with Anderson and identified him through a California ID card. Anderson told Rios he was jumped by people he did not know. He declined medical attention. He declined to press charges. Rios released him and let him leave the property. No report was ever filed for the incident. Rios testified he documented the encounter from memory after Shakur was shot on Flamingo Road. 2.5 hours later, by then, Anderson was gone from the casino grounds entirely. Orlando Anderson later became the primary suspect in the Shakur murder. He was never charged, though. He was killed in a gang-related shooting in Compton in 1998 at 23 years old. Every question prosecutors might have asked him died roughly 28 years ago. The report Rios never filed cannot be reconstructed. Now the casino beating is what prosecutors say motivated the retaliation. The first written record of it came from one officer's memory assembled after the murder it allegedly set in motion. Former Detective Dean O'Kelly from the LVMPD gang unit testified about the shooting scene on Flamingo Road. He described placing yellow evidence cones over shell casings on the pavement in 96 and told the jury the weapon was likely a Glock 40 caliber handgun. No murder weapon has ever been recovered in 30 years. The white Cadillac the shots were fired from has also never been found. The shell casings collected from Flamingo Road are among the few pieces of physical evidence that survived. All three other men believed to have been in the Cadillac are dead. Davis is the only living person prosecutors can place inside it. Former Maxim Hotel security officer William Heidmeier also testified about the hours surrounding the Tyson fight. He placed additional timestamps on the movements of people through the casino and hotel corridors that evening. His account filled gaps in the timeline prosecutors are building between the lobby beating and Flamingo Road. The prosecution is constructing its case in what physically survived 3 decades, Polaroid autopsy photographs, a few minutes of VHS footage that escaped routine erasure, shell casings collected from a Las Vegas intersection in 96, and the defendant's own words from police interviews, a BET documentary and a published memoir called Compton Street Legend. Davis sat at the defense table in a dark suit throughout the testimony. He showed no visible reaction to the autopsy photographs or the surveillance footage. The defense is arguing that none of those words were true. Everything he said, all the docs, everything, made it up. Just, he was making money on it. That's what he was doing. Attorney Michael Snaff called the prosecution's narrative fiction and told the jury that law enforcement never charged Davis because they knew he was lying for attention and money. Davis wrote a book with his name on the cover, identifying himself as the shot caller. He described the shooting in a 2008 police interview conducted under immunity. He repeated the story on podcasts and in front of cameras for 2 decades. Snaps told the jury the book would sell whether a story was real or invented. A confession that makes money is not necessarily a confession that's true. Davis is 63 years old now and faces a murder charge. The murder charge with use of a deadly weapon. He's been in custody since his arrest in September of 23. For 3 decades before his arrest, he told the story of the killing in his own words on every platform that would have him. The trial resumes with additional prosecution witnesses. Between 35 and 45 total witnesses are expected for the state's case alone. The defense has indicated it will call a false confessions expert the prosecution tried to exclude. Well, that'll be interesting. And false confessions happen. They do. They certainly do. But somebody who thinks they have immunity and starts talking and telling the same story consistently over and over, who was there and connected. Well, that seems like a little more than a false confession. The family of Tupac sat through every autograph, sat through every autopsy photograph, autopsy photograph on Tuesday. While his stepbrother, Mopreem Shakur, and cousins who flew in from Atlanta watched from the front row. The family members who walked out before the images appeared returned for the testimony that followed. He told reporters afterwards that seeing the details of what happened to his cousin's body gave him something 30 years of silence never did. I feel like the details helped the grief process, he said. He called it personal closure. A family that lost a 25-year-old on a Las Vegas road in 1996 saw his autopsy photographs for the first time in a courtroom in 2026. That right there, just that's a weird thing to think about. Those of you who are of a certain age, over the age of 40, and remember Tupac, remember when this happened, it is a weird thing to think about. It's a weird way to phrase him. A 25-year-old gunned down in a Las Vegas road in 1996. But that was Tupac. He was a 25-year-old kid. We, once people have passed on, have a very interesting way of mythologizing them, if you will. And I'm not saying that any of that is wrong or bad or anything in the case of Tupac. It's just interesting with that we almost assign things and characteristics to this human that are almost beyond human. He was 25 years old. And I think that's what made Tupac such an interesting character. Is his wisdom, is his depth of character, is what he was doing, what he was saying at that space in time, because it was 1996, a very different world. And the energy that that man contained and the insight that that man contained from his life experiences and only being 25 years old, that was stunning. And obviously, it lives on to this day. The man who spent two decades telling anyone who would listen that he ordered the killing sat at the defense table. His lawyer said, "It's all a lie. It's all a big lie." What will the jury decide? We shall find out. Your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. I would love for you to weigh in. First single I bought back when you bought music, you know, I bought the cassette single of California Love, and on the flip side was How Do You Want It. I then proceeded to buy All Eyes on Me on cassette. I didn't have a CD player at the time, and I listened to it quite a bit while I was shoveling snow in my parents' driveway in Wisconsin in 1990. This would have been 95, 96 area. I bought it before he died, right before Tupac died. I became a fan of Tupac by listening to California Love and All Eyes on Me, because California Love was a huge song. All Eyes on Me had just come out, the album. And then he died like in the middle of the record's release lifespan, which it was a double-sided album. It had a ton of life. It's one of the best albums of rap music to this day. It was quite a time, and it was quite a dramatic moment in music history. I don't remember a lot of music history moments, The Death of Michael Jackson. Whitney Houston's death. I mean, a lot of people have come and gone since 1996. And I'm telling you, from the perspective of someone who lived it early and saw it young, I wasn't around for Elvis. That was before my time. But my goodness, this was quite a story. And a man that made quite an impact on hip-hop culture and music, and you can still hear his influence to this day, 30 years after his death. There's your little history lesson from a 40-some-year-old who listened to Tupac in high school. Your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. Love for you to weigh in. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
In today's world, planning ahead isn't always top of mind, but not having life insurance can leave families facing difficult financial uncertainty during already emotional times. In many cases, loved ones are left managing expenses, debts, or long-term obligations without a clear plan in place. Life insurance is one way to help provide financial security and support when it's needed most. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy, and it's 100% online. You can get a quote within seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. There's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online, and coverage options are flexible with up to $3 million available and some policies starting at around $30 a month. Ethos has also earned strong customer feedback with a 4.9 out of 5-star rating on Trustpilot based on more than 5,500 reviews as of August 2026. Help protect your family with life insurance through Ethos. Get your instant quote today at ethos.com. That's ethos.com. Application times and rates may vary.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hanging out at the pool is great. relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.